The first HondaJet conforming test aircraft makes its first flight. Kansas gets HBC to stay at least 10 more years. And another online flight planning tool closes the doors. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, December 22, 2010. Just when we thought the stream of big news might be over for 2010, ANN has learned that Honda successfully completed the first flight of its FAA-conforming HondaJet Advanced Light Business Jet on December 20th. That event is a significant milestone on the way to projected first customer deliveries in 2012. The first flight lasted 51 minutes following takeoff from Honda Aircraft Company's World Headquarters facility at the Piedmont Triad International Airport in Greensboro, North Carolina. Various test data gathered during the flight were transmitted in real time to Honda's telemetry operations base. Honda Aircraft Company CEO Michimasa Fujino commented, quote, "Our team has worked extremely hard to reach this critical step, and these results reflect Honda's focus and determination to develop a class-leading aircraft," unquote. Honda says it has completed its second FAA-conforming aircraft and mated main assemblies for a third. A total of five FAA-conforming test aircraft are planned. Hawker Beechcraft Corporation has reached a formal agreement with the state of Kansas that significantly incentivizes the company to maintain its presence in Wichita and maintain at least 4,000 jobs over the next 10 years. Hawker Beechcraft CEO Bill Boyster says the company is committed, quote, "to have the best-trained workforce in the industry to power the development, manufacturing, and projection of our diversified product line," unquote. Kansas Governor Mark Parkinson summarized the obvious, quote, "As the general aviation industry continues to recover from the economic recession, this agreement is a great victory for our state as it stabilizes Hawker Beechcraft's long-term presence in Wichita and provides some security to thousands of employees in uncertain times," unquote. The agreement obligates the state to $40 million in expenditures. Another flight planning website has bitten the dust following FlightPrep.com's flexing of patent muscles. NavMonster.com creator Mark Alexander says of the litigation launched by FlightPrep, quote, "I make little to no money off this site and have neither the time, resources, nor money to defend myself against absurd patents. You just shouldn't be able to patent common sense and good programming skills, but sadly, someone has. Best of luck to those that stay in the fight," unquote. Meanwhile, there's a new website dedicated to promoting a boycott of FlightPrep products. You can read a string of comments from like-minded folks at boycottflightprep.com. It's taken 4 years since the partners reached their agreement, but the Chinese government has finally signed off on what's described as an innovative maintenance, repair, and overhaul joint venture between Air China and CFM International. The project will be called SSAMC, for Sichuan Services Aero Engines Maintenance Company, and will be located in Chengdu, China. The facility previously operated as a Snecma Services overhaul shop and completes 60 to 80 engine overhauls per year. Air China is the Chinese national flag carrier and a longtime CFM customer. Up next on ANN, Boeing increases 777 production again. Qantas gets its first new A380 since the Trent 900 failure. And World Fuel Services acquires NCS. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. The production rate for Boeing's 777 will increase to 8.3 planes per month in the first quarter of 2013, Boeing's announcement marks the second production increase announced for the program in 2010. Back in March, Boeing said it would increase production from 5 to 7 planes per month, beginning in the middle of next year. The manufacturer says suppliers are prepared to support the rate increase. Airbus has delivered an A380 airliner to Qantas, the first one since an uncontained engine failure in one of its aircraft grounded the Qantas fleet in November. An Airbus spokesman told AFP News the plane has been delivered in Toulouse in southern France. Qantas now has 7 of the Super Jumbos. So far, only 2 have returned to service since the engine issue. Following closely its announced acquisition of the Hiller Group, World Fuel Services Corporation says it has a definitive agreement to acquire NCS, Nordic Camp Supply APS, based in Aalborg, Denmark. NCS is a full-service supplier of aviation, gasoline and diesel fuels, and related logistics solutions supporting NATO, U.S., and other European armed forces operations in Afghanistan. World Fuel President Michael Kaspar explains, quote, "Their experience in managing fuel logistics in challenging environments will complement our existing government-related activities and provide a solid platform for further growth in the fuel logistics market," unquote. The purchase price will be $68.5 million, which may be increased if NCS net assets exceed an agreed amount at closing time. Still ahead, WSI has made IntelliCast content available in a free app. The Eurohawk makes a 30-hour flight. And Sebring's LSA show grows to need a control tower. You're listening to Aeronews.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, December 22nd. I'm Paul Platt. iPad users now have another free option for getting weather. WSI, Weather Services International, says IntelliCast.com, its weather website, is now available as a free downloadable iPad application from the Apple App Store. It combines IntelliCast.com's meteorological content with a slick user interface. The result is a mobile application that IntelliCast says will keep active users ahead of the forecast with weather information for locations worldwide. The free application is supported by advertising in the lower left corner of the screen. Check out the specific features in the text version of this story, dated December 21st, at aero-news.net. Northrop Grumman reports the German Air Force Eurohawk, the first international configuration of the unmanned RQ-4 Global Hawk, recently logged a 30-hour flight over Edwards Air Force Base in California. The craft was built by Northrop Grumman Corporation and Cassidian, the Defense and Security Division of EADS Deutschland. The UAV reached 60,000 feet during the flight on December 1st and 2nd and has logged almost 100 total flight hours since its maiden flight about 5 months ago. Eurohawk will be equipped with a signals intelligence mission system developed by Cassidian, providing standoff capability to detect electronic and communications emitters. Delivery of 4 systems is anticipated in 2015 and 16 in German operational service. And finally, we're into that part of the year when news thins out for a few days, but our Aero Briefings will remain on a normal schedule through the holidays. Look for abbreviated versions of this Aero Briefing through next week. Next week, the Aero News special feature will reprise interviews with some of the folks who made our life interesting throughout 2010. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the conclusion of our conversation, Bob Wood, chairman of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, talks about the addition of a temporary FAA control tower at next month's event and what exhibitors are bringing that we haven't seen before. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.